Greetings, fellow designers and digital dreamers. Dim the lights and silence your notifications, for tonight we delve into the darkest corners of the product development life cycle. Prepare yourselves for a tale so terrifying it will haunt your wireframes and possess your prototypes. Welcome to The Stakeholder from Hell. Our story begins on a gloomy Monday morning at the offices of Technova, Silicon Valley's latest unicorn. A hyper-growth startup valued at a mind-bending $13 billion after its $666 million Series Z funding round. Technova is on the brink of launching its revolutionary new AI model that promises to disrupt everything from toasters to time travel. With projected revenues of $1 trillion by next Tuesday, a team of 3,000 caffeine-soaked engineers was working 25/8 to redefine the very fabric of human existence. Little did they know, their greatest challenge was about to tiptoe through the door.
Another Monday, another design sprint. I wonder what exciting challenges await us today.
Good morning, Sarah. Ready for our kickoff meeting? I've got a good feeling about this new project.
Oh, sweet baby-faced Mike. Your optimism is both endearing and ridiculous for a Monday morning.
Guys, have you met this new stakeholder? There's something off about him. It's like he just appeared out of nowhere.
And with those ominous words, our unsuspecting team was about to meet their stakeholder from hell.
Ah, welcome, welcome. I'm Mr. DeVille, your new stakeholder.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Devil. DeVille, I'm Sarah, the lead UX designer on this project.
Hey there, and I'm Mike, the product manager. We're excited to have you on board.
Hi, I'm Emily. I'm going to be leading UX research for the team.
Oh, I'm sure we'll have a delightful time together. Now, shall we discuss my expectations to improve the customer experience? First, I want the interface to be cutting edge. I want users to experience end-to-end hellfire and brimstone.
I'm sorry, did you say hellfire and brimstone?
Did I? How silly of me. I meant sleek and modern, of course. And the user flow should be as twisted as as smooth as possible.
The team's discomfort grew with each demanding conflicting feature. They desperately looked around for an escape, their eyes darting between Mr. DeVille and the door. But as they turned to leave the room, they found themselves face to face with the towering figure who seemed to instantly appear, blocking their only exit.
Going somewhere? We're just getting started.
Sorry. We have to hop to another meeting. I think we've got all we need for now, Mr. DeVille. We'll ping you on Slack if we need anything.
Slack? I'm sorry. I only use Teams chat.
As they left the meeting disoriented, the team couldn't shake the feeling that they had just made a deal with the devil himself.
Ugh, this is impossible. How am I supposed to design an interface that's both minimalist and cluttered with unnecessary features?
I don't know, Sarah, but Mr. DeVille was very adamant about wanting all the features and none of the features at the same time.
As our beleaguered team struggled to meet Mr. DeVille's ever-changing demands, strange occurrences began to plague the office.
My designs keep changing on their own. The color scheme just shifted to hex value 8B0000.
The deepest blood red.
And hex value 00000?
The darkest shade of black.
Wait! Now it's hex value 666! Did one of y'all do this, or is our Figma file possessed here?
The product roadmap is writing itself! And why does every user story start with, as a demon?
The team huddled together, realizing that their very souls and the fate of user experience itself hung in the balance.
Guys, I think I figured it out. Mr. DeVille isn't just a difficult stakeholder. He's the actual devil.
Astute observation, Sarah. Was it the floating personas or the self-writing roadmap that gave it away?
This is no time for sarcasm, Mike. We need a plan.
Wait, I got it. We're UX professionals, right? If Mr. Devil is a demon, then he's essentially a user from hell. We need to treat him like any other UX problem we faced in the past.
You want to run a design sprint on a demon?
Exactly. We'll create a prototype so terrible, so utterly unusable, that even a demon couldn't stand it. It'll be an exorcism by bad UX.
I see where you're going with this. We'll give him exactly what he's been asking for. A user experience so hellish he'll wish he had never stepped foot into this office.
They worked through the night, fueled by chocolate-covered coffee beans, history podcasts, and the desperate hope to save their product and their souls.
Okay. I've got pop-ups that spawn more pop-ups, an infinite scroll that actually goes on forever, and the crown jewel? A sign-up form that asks for your deepest fear and then leverages Gen AI to create personalized hellish experiences. Sometimes even literally. Look!
Well, I've added features that directly contradict each other, and a settings menu that redesigns the entire app every time you open it.
And I've created the most confusing information architecture known to both human and demonkind. Nothing is where you'd expect it to be.
Little did they know, their greatest challenge was yet to come. Would their plan be enough to defeat the stakeholder from hell? Or had they doomed themselves to an eternity of bad UX?
Okay, it's time. Let's summon Mr. DeVille and end this nightmare with our own devilish demo. Everyone ready?
Ready!
With trembling hands, Sarah booted up the computer containing their nightmarish creation. The air grew thick with tension as Mr. DeVille materialized before them, his eyes gleaming with malevolent anticipation.
Ah, my industrious little team. Show me what you've accomplished.
We've taken all of your feedback to heart and created something in your very own image. Allow us to present our final design.
The demon's eyes widened as he took in the chaotic mess before him.
Well, this is unexpected.
We've implemented all your suggestions, sir. Every single one.
Would you like to try it out?
What is this? Why can't I close this pop-up? And why does the menu keep changing?
Is something wrong, Mr. DeVille? This is exactly what you asked for. An interface that's intuitive, yet completely unpredictable.
The office lights flickered and a low rumble shook the building.
This is absurd. I can't even find the login button. And why does it keep asking me to sacrifice a digital goat?
But sir, you specifically requested out-of-the-box authentication methods.
And don't forget, you wanted it to be hellishly engaging.
His form began to flicker, revealing glimpses of his true, monstrous appearance.
Enough! This is too much even for me. How dare you create something so demonically unusable?
We learned something this week, Mr. DeVille. Good UX isn't about fulfilling random requests. It's about creating something that truly works for the user. Especially when the user is
a goddamn demon!
Mr. DeVille let out an inhuman shriek as his form dissolved into a cloud of smoke.
No! Defeated by good UX principles. I'll get you for this.
How does it feel to be banished by a bunch of design nerds?
Now we can add demon banishing to our list of skills on LinkedIn.
As laughter filled the room, our heroic UX team knew that they had not only saved their project, but had also reaffirmed the true purpose of their profession.
In the face of impossible demands and devilish stakeholders, stay true to good design principles. You never know when they might save your project.
And your soul.
I've got a venti triple shot espresso for Mr. DeVille.
Mr. DeVille?
Sarah's head snapped up. Her eyes scanned the cafe frantically. And there, stepping up to the counter, was a familiar figure in an impeccably tailored suit.
Ah, thank you. I do enjoy a good customer experience.
Written and produced by Jeremy Miller and Derek Siebert of the Retro Time Podcast and Beyond UX Design Podcast. Check them out at RetroTimePodcast.com and BeyondUXDesign.com. Special thanks to our cast of characters. Yeti Arroyo, a UX service designer and founder of the AI UX Slack community. Join our Slack community at auxslack.com. Amy Santi, co-host of the What Is Wrong With Hiring podcast. Check her out at whatiswrongwithhiring.com. Eddie Shea of Stance Coaching. Check him out at stancecoaching.com. Kaylee Trussell of Super Hireable fame. Check her out at KayleeTrussell.com. And remember, boys and girls, keep your UX clean, or you may just get a visit from old Mr. DeVille.